chapter 13. Sunflash did not know whether it was night or day when he woke. Faldrig had put more wood upon the embers and blown a fresh fire into light. The badger yawned and stretched and took a mighty draught of squash from the gourd jug. For the first time, he noticed an opening at the back of the cave.
"Rattle, where does that lead to? Is it a back way out?"
he asked. The otter licked a paw and held it up.
"It used to be, messmate. Feel that breeze? Keeps the cave nice and fresh when the wind's blowing in the right direction. Oi, 'twas once our secret way out, until a boulder shifted in the melting snows and blocked it. But our little draught still comes through when it blows southerly."
While the two otters prepared breakfast, Sunflash went to investigate the secret exit. Sure enough, a sizable boulder had blocked it, and all that showed through were a few small cracks of sunlight from outside. The badger worked at clearing the rocks and debris that had lodged round the great stone until Faldrig called him.
"If you don't like arrowroot biscuits and honey with that mint tea, then stay where you are, matey. Me and old Frightface will eat them for you."
Sunflash needed no second bidding. He enjoyed a hearty breakfast while explaining what he had in mind.
"Move what bits and pieces you need to the side walls of this cave. I'm going to unblock your secret back way. I'll push the boulder into the cave from the outside, and when you hear the boulder shifting, you'd best stay clear of this place. Better yet, come and show me the back way from outside."
The two otters followed him, scoffing and chortling at the idea that any creature could clear the obstruction.
"No beast'll budge that old boulder. It's there to stay. We both worked at it right through the spring with nary a scrap of luck. 'Tis wedged there for good, Sunflash."
"If any beast living could move yonder stone, why, we'd give him a mighty feed and call him handsome."
From the outside, the back way was a natural tunnel in the rock above the falls. Sunflash climbed in and started pulling out slabs and shards of stone that had become wedged around the boulder. These he passed back to his friends for disposal. Once it was reasonably clear, he set his shoulder to the big rock and began to push, grunting and straining, as he sought for proper purchase with his footpaws. Faldrig and Ruddle sat outside the tunnel, concern evident in their voices.
"Sunflash, matey, come out of there. 'Tis no use."
"You'll hurt yourself, friend. It ain't worth it for a daft old boulder like that."
The large gold-striped head poked from the tunnel opening and glared at them. Warrior blood was beginning to rise in the eyes of Sunflash.
"Listen, you two ugly mugs. I'd advise you both to shut up. You're my friend, see? I've been guided through the swamps, been cared for, fed, and bedded in your home. So now I'm repaying you by clearing your secret way out, and then I'll be on my way. Now both of you sit tight here, and not another word."